Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zoldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Vernon moves to third. Evans moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Evans and he is out, Christman applying the tag. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Eddie Robinson pinch runs for Wally Judnick. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 2 in the game. Zaldak hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Kozar hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. Gillenwater moves to second. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Welteroth now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 3 in the game. Zaldak hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Dick Welteroth. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-3 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillen Water, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Ray Boone pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Gillen Water picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gillen Water. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Indians. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Joe Gordon. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen pinch hits for Ken Keltner. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Al Rosen now playing third base. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.